testing the testicles of the testing. So, what did you say you have to do?
I said that I have to go and take a dumpski, I think.
All right, let's see how that came out. And welcome to the Driver Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tankari, a bartender in the OSR, a main proprietor at the Tankari's Tavern blog, Discord server, MeWe group, Facebook group, Twittering, and Instagrammering thing-ish. So, still checking out the new mic, changed some settings. I apparently it was a little harsh yesterday, so we'll see if this is any better. So what news do we have? Well, apparently VentureBeat, which I hadn't heard about before, but apparently it's a thing. It's talking about Icewind Dale Rime of the Frost Maiden, which is going to be the next D&D adventure coming out September 15th. So we got just under 3 months. All right. Apparently, going forward, and I don't know if this is going to be applied retroactively, like maybe new printings of the Munster manuals. I don't know. Humanoid creatures are no longer going to have an alignment. So, if you thought your orcs were lawful evil, and your goblins were lawful evil, and gnolls were, what, chaotic evil, going forward, they can be whatever alignment they want to be. And again, my issue isn't necessarily that. You know, Drizzt was the exception that proved the rule, right? And I've had non-evil goblins that were captured by the party and wound up becoming party henchmen. And if a player wanted to roleplay a creature like that, that's fine. But here's my issue. Now, Icewind Dale is part of Forgotten Realms. Does this mean that in upcoming Forgotten Realms releases we're going to have orcs, goblins, gnolls, giants walking around Waterdeep? I don't know. It's an interesting thing to think about. Again, I don't, I guess to me, if it's setting specific, going forward, that's fine, but then you retcon already existing settings, it gets messy. And, again, if you're and retconning it, if you're changing the alignments, or doing away with the alignments in this case, do you do that with older reprints? I don't know. I don't think that the man hours are there, nor is the profitability there, but you don't know. Now, something else that I found very interesting in this article, and now they're talking about stuff from earlier this year, that apparently D&D is more popular than it's ever been in its 45-year history. Now, I find that hard to believe, because when I was, you know, hip-deep in D&D in the 80s, yeah, D&D was the shit. D&D was everywhere. There were hobby stores everywhere. There were more hobby stores than there were comic book stores. And both were huge back then. I don't know how. D&D is certainly bigger than it was during 4E. It's certainly a rising tide. I'm going to say it's lifting all ships. It's helping out all RPG companies, or at least a good portion of them. But is it more popular than its 45-year history? I don't know. Apparently, though, Stream Elements, a company that provides streaming and provides live streaming products, told GamesBeat, again, I guess I am out of the fucking loop, that D&D actual play shows had an aggregated 19.5 million hours over Twitch and YouTube in 2019. and that's an 11,042% increase over 2018. And in layman's terms, it's about 11 and a half times more hours. That's impressive. Then again, as they point out, now in early 2020, with people sheltering at home, right, because of the coronavirus, we're going to see again a huge uptick in that. And now, here's the question: how do you monetize that? I'm surprised that things like Roll20 don't have advertisements popping up in a corner of the screen for people who play for free. Because you could add, I mean, think about it. You go online, everything is pretty much monetized. You get an ad blocker, they don't want you reading their shit unless you whitelist it, right? Why let you play for free if they can make some money off you? Trust me, somebody's going to figure out a really good VTT that's going to be supported by advertising. And it's going to be relatively unobtrusive. It's not going to be these pop-ups with sound and all that shit. It's going to be like to the corner or just going to be a little banner on the top. And they're going to make money off it. And people are going to go, holy shit, I should have thought about that. You know? People get upset with me when I say money makes the world go around. Money pushes innovations. Money pushes innovations, folks. It really does. All right. On that note, as always, especially now with the coronavirus, wash your hands for 20 seconds, scale gel or soap and water. Maintain that social distancing approximately 6 feet. Cover your face with a mask or some facial covering. Use some common sense, folks. Don't go out unless you need to. And we're lowering. New York City semi reopened. We can now go to restaurants if they have outside seating. My local pub is supposedly going to be opening up with outside seating. This is going to be a hot fucking week. I don't think I'm going to be going to my local pub. But it's there. All right, folks. Be safe. Be well. God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.